It's a Distorted View Sports Update.
Hello, everyone. Well, the Ball State softball team continued to play this weekend, and they were hoping to continue off of their straight 3 out of 4 losses. And so we'll take a look and see how that happened. They started off good, but then eventually the Ball State women's team shot down and ended up doing poorly. Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first. The Indiana Pacers are looking for a measure of revenge tonight against the New Jersey Nets and to strengthen their playoff hopes. The Nets won the last Sunday's matchup 94-85, which left the Pacers one game behind the Chicago in the 7th series spot. Let's check out the highlights. Reggie Miller's looking good. He shoots a 3, and it's good. Later, he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Hey, freaks! It's Monday, August 23rd, 2010. Coming up on program today, a Vietnamese man loses his long dong, plus punching a horse in its stupid head, and urinating on war memorials. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of program. It's got a great show for you today. Lots of wonderful audio. The first clip, however, is not one of those wonderful pieces of audio. It's baffling, it's a little annoying, and it's from a Distorted View U-tard. Raymond 14 is back. Now, look, a year or two ago, he brought us Harpo Jarvey, the perplexing magnificence of the fish pillow. I don't know what he was talking about. You guys don't know what the hell he was talking about. Now he's back with a couple new videos. It has nothing to do with Harpo Jarvey per se, but it's just as fucking confusing. Take a listen to Raymond here.
I don't know. My day was good.
Okay, those weren't words, I'm pretty sure. That was not English.
I made some minutes about cheese.
I think he said he made some minutes about cheese. And I don't know how you would do that.
Minutes about cheese.
He made some... hold on.
I made some minutes about cheese.
Even Raymond sounds confused about what he just said. Right here, wait.
Minutes about cheese.
Minutes about cheese, and then...
Huh?
Like, what just came out of my retard mouth? Huh? Doesn't make sense. And then, as if that weren't enough...
Cope, you shaky baby.
What?
Cope, you shaky baby. Cope, you shaky baby.
Something about shaky baby.
Cope, you shaky baby.
And then that's pretty much it. But, you know, what's great is after he says probiotic shaken baby or whatever the hell he uttered.
Cope, you shaky baby.
There's another, huh? Yeah, I just said that. Bling, bloop. Now, that video is one of his newest. However, he has posted one more since then, and it's even shorter. That first one was only about 20 seconds long. Here is his second video.
Looks like Twister is upon us.
That would be about it. What sort of cryptic retard bullshit is that?
Looks like Twister is upon us.
I don't know if he's getting ready for family game night and it happens to be a Twister game they're setting up.
Looks like Twister is upon us.
Or if it's a Helen Hunt movie marathon happening in the Raymond 14 household. Who knows? No one knows. It's impossible to fucking decipher that nonsense. So there you go. That's what's happening with Raymond 14 today. Moving on. I've got some humiliation porn for your Monday. Let's kick your work week off right with some bitch licking a dirty bathroom floor. So I think Jess from Buffalo sent this in. I don't know. There's a bunch of submissions, and I didn't bother to write them down.
God, that's a good whore. Yeah. That's it. Look at all that fucking piss off my floor. Oh, yeah, look at that. Wouldn't your mom like to see you now?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want to say hi to your mom again?
Hi, Mom.
That's it.
Hi, Mommy. I'm licking dried up piss from a bathroom floor. I'm going to suck a dick, too.
That's a good little fucking slap. Yeah. Yeah, when you're done licking my fucking floor, you can come and suck my cock, bitch.
Well, you know, while this may be humiliation porn, he is throwing out some compliments. That's a good little whore, for instance.
Yeah, when you're done licking my fucking floor, you can come and suck my cock, bitch.
Well,
yeah, let's do that.
Called her a good whore, but then he also called her a bitch.
Come right here. Get over here. Come right over here. That's it. Get right by my fucking ball. Get down. Get down, bitch. That's it.
Bitch.
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
She's sucking some dick by the toilet.
There it is. Yeah. Open your fucking eyes.
I think that's a song. Like Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Sucking dick by the toilet bowl.
That's it.
All right. Come on, little whore.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah, good
little
whore.
That's it. Open your fucking eyes. You see your fucking eyes. That's it. You see how far I can stick my cock in your young little throat. Oh, it's not bad, bitch. Yeah.
See, again, not bad, bitch.
Compliment. Yeah. You gonna puke? No. You puke it, you eat it, alright, bitch? You don't make a fucking mess in my bathroom. That's it.
Those are his house rules.
That's it. Yeah, take the fucking cock. Yeah, you're swimming around in my fucking piss. Yeah.
Alright, let me just fast forward a little bit and then we'll move on.
That's it. You like the smell of piss coming up from the bowl, bitch? Do you?
Sure.
Sure. You wanna puke? Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think he really wants her to puke.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Come on.
After you just drank it all, too. You drank a lot of fucking piss, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that your first time drinking piss?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
No? Who'd you do it for? Your brother?
Yeah?
No?
No?
Yeah.
No, it was my daddy.
No? Yeah, no? Make up your mind. You don't even know, right?
No.
You got so many fucking family members, you just...
I drink so much piss on a daily basis, it's hard to keep track who I've been sucking dry.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it? I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. I've got another, sexy clip. This is where a guy is jerking off in the face of his sleeping girlfriend. Hot. And I guess she sort of wakes up when he blows his wad and it hits her in the ear. Audio kind of sucks.
Going in my ear.
This is too bad.
Not feeling much compassion for her, for her plight.
Look up at me. How's that for a good morning?
No!
She's very defiant. Bitch needs to be slapped around with that cock.
How's that for a good morning?
No!
No! Not good!
How's that for a good morning?
No!
No! It's like a little kid. Come on, it's time to get up. Let's go to school. No! Eat your broccoli. Here comes the plane! Open up. Moving on, DV listener Alex sent in a piece of audio. This is an annoying college kid on campus who is interrupting an annoying religious nut job. Take a listen.
Okay.
The woman should have no conditions.
See, the woman that you're hearing is the religious nut job.
The woman should have no conditions. Yeah. If you,
you ain't got no pancake mix.
If you go to the store.
You ain't got no pancake mix.
If you go to the store.
Show me where the pancake mix is.
If you go to the store.
There's no pancake mix in there.
Who said anything about pancake? pancake mix in the Bible.
You're deceiving all these people. There's no pancake mix in there.
Stop lying
to these people.
I am the word of God.
They want pancake mix.
I'm sorry.
You ain't got no pancake mix.
While there may be no pancake mix, we've got plenty of Grandma Jigaboo's old Negro-style waffle batter. So look for the package with the elderly black woman cashing her government check.
They want pancake mix.
Yes.
You ain't got no pancake mix.
I love how the woman is still trying to fight with the guy who's speaking nonsense. Like, if you listen closely, right here.
Pancake mix.
She's like, I don't have pancake mix. I've got the word of God. No one cares at this point.
Oh my God.
I'm not talking about that.
You know, the reviler, God says, no reviler.
Oh, yeah. Start quoting the scripture, you stupid twat. Okay. Last clip I'm going to play for you before we get into the news. This is a short piece from the British television show X Factor, which, by the way, is coming to America. Simon Cowell is one of the judges. It's pretty much just like American Idol, but I don't think they're limited to singing. I think they can do other things, or maybe that's Britain's Got Talent. I don't know. But anyways, it's pretty much just American Idol. But anyways, here is one of the contestants trying out, and she's got a very unique way of singing. Here she is trying out, and she's belting out Mercy by, what the fuck is her name? Duffy. Or Duff.
Okay, off you go.
Wait, Duff was the MTV VJ. Duffy, okay.
Okay, off you go.
Release me. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, boy.
Release us. 1, 2, 3. Release us. 1, 2, 3.
Three.
Release us. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Release me. Release us. Release me. Release us.
Really sound anything like the original.
Oh. Yeah. Release us, release me. 1, 2, 3. Oh, oh, yes, yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes.
I can't listen anymore. I'm guessing she didn't make it to the next round. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. Sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. This past weekend, I did a bonus episode. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Tomorrow, I've got an extended program. Plus, we do video cast, exclusive programs, extended shows. You know the drill. You'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are still available for a short time. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Australia, I believe. A wild melee in downtown Darwin ended with a police officer in the hospital after a brawler allegedly attacked a horse, punching it in the head a number of times. Police have labeled it a cowardly act on members who were simply trying to keep everyone safe. They were alerted to a large disturbance involving up to 20 people fighting on McLaughlin Street. I had a hard time pronouncing that. Just after closing time for late license premises. It happened at around 4:30 a.m. yesterday. Territory Duty Superintendent Robert Boy-something said police, including mounted cops and CitySafe members, moved to break up the brawl. He said a 24-year-old man began to attack a police horse with a flurry of punches to the head and neck, as well as pulling on the bridle. You know these guys were trashed out of their mind if they thought the horse had something to do with them getting in trouble. You see the way that fucking horse is looking at me? I'm gonna punch it in its stupid head. Police members went to the aid of the horse and attempted to restrain the 24-year-old, who was punching the head and neck of the pony. The male continued with the punches and struck one constable to the stomach region and also the other officer to the head area. The man was, he was just not aiming at all. He was just punching whatever was coming his way. The man was restrained by police. But the officer who had been punched in the head was then found lying face down in the gutter. He was in an extremely disoriented state and was consistent with someone being knocked unconscious. He is going to be okay, though, so the story has a happy ending. Oh, the horse had to be put down. Dun 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 dun. No, the horse should be fine, too. I don't know. There's no mention of how the horse is doing. I don't want you people to worry, though. Second story we have for you today is about the most disgusting woman in the UK, at least that's according to the news story here. Furious ex-servicemen formed a guard of dishonor outside a court to greet a vile woman who was caught romping with a man on a war memorial. Gonna take weeks to get the stink of sex off of that thing. The vets set up the gauntlet to slow hand clap Wendy Lewis. Wait a second, wait. What? The veterans set up the gauntlet to slow hand clap Wendy Lewis like the... Like, are they applauding her? Like, good job! Fucking on our war memorial. Alright, yes, Wendy Lewis, as she arrived to face JPs for sentencing for her drunken 5 a.m. sexual liaison. The 32-year-old was arrested after urinating next to a row of poppies in Blackpool Lanks and then performing oral sex on a man. Classy. When news of her arrest and court appearance before Blackpool magistrates leaked out, a dozen vets camped outside the court entrance to meet her. Shamefaced Lewis eventually turned up with her head covered in a hooded fleece, but 15 minutes later was so embarrassed about her antics, she did a runner from the court building. She was earlier convicted of outraging public decency, and now a warrant is due to be issued for her arrest. D-Day vet James Baker, 88, one of only two men from his army unit to survive the 1944 landing, said, "This woman is a disgrace to her sex because the young women of Britain in both wars distinguished themselves and they deserve their recognition." Okay. "It is absolutely disgraceful and there is no excuse whatsoever for what she did. It's disgusting. She also has insulted the good name of every soldier named on that memorial that, you know, she pissed on just for some pleasure worthy of a common alley cat. The men named on that memorial died for their country." I'm sorry. You're old and you ramble on. No one cares. Closed circuit television operators said a woman was relieving herself on the monument, which gives the name of fallen soldiers who died during World War I and II. It's been so long. When is it going to be okay for us to start pissing and defiling these war memorials? Come on. There's only a few people that are alive that were around during those days. What was it, the 1930s or something? I don't know. I'm counting down the days until I can take a big fucking shit on Ground Zero. I'm giving the World Trade Center a couple more years, and then I'm going to take a big, nasty Bristol 7. Yeah. All right, where are we at here? When officers arrived, they found Lewis performing a sex act on a man sat on a bench next to the tribute. "Why don't you smile and blow me?" "Okay, I got to take a piss first, and then I'll get right on that." Jim Marbray, prosecuting attorney, said, "This offense has attracted a great deal of anger, particularly amongst servicemen and women and their families." I don't know why they would be upset. She just pissed on a fucking tribute to them. "It shows a complete lack of respect." So there you go. And finally, today, a Vietnamese man's penis has been reattached. Yay. A Ho Chi Minh City man's penis was successfully reattached after his wife allegedly cut it off while he was sleeping. Quote, "It took me more than 2 hours to reattach his penis," said Dr. Tuong Quang Vu of Cho Ray General Hospital in Ho Chi Minh City. "Luckily, the operation was successful, and his penis will soon operate normally." Vu said the victim's family reported the couple had argued over an extramarital affair he had. This happens a lot overseas. A lot of times in, like, Pakistan or Africa, Vietnam. And I think they all got this from us here in America. USA number one! What the fuck was that bitch's name? Lorena Bobbitt did it back in the 90s. And, That was pretty much it. There may have been like one or two copycat cock slicings. But that was it for us here in the States. But that idea has been exported and embraced overseas. Any little fight these crazy ethnic people have, it usually ends in, you know, a penis missing. All right, the newspaper reported that the victim had come home drunk on Sunday night and had broken several pieces of furniture while arguing with his wife. After he went to sleep, she allegedly cut off his penis with a fruit knife. How can you not wake up during that? Like, he, well, maybe because he was so drunk, but still. Someone's messing around with my cock. I know it. I take note. Vu said police had arrested the man's wife. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hello, honey. Get on my damn show.
That was a pretty good C.B. Walker impression until the very end.
Hello, honey.
Making me angry. All right, thank you.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi,
Rat
Girl.
I don't know if I'm in a bad song or what, but my first message sounded terrible. I know I chimed in that I don't like Sexastic Tuesdays, but the English version that you read, with the crazy ethnic people writing in the broken English, you crack me up the way you read that shit.
Oh, it was so... I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, but it was a real... It was a test of patience for myself.
Freaking hysterical. So anyhow, I hope this message goes through.
Those are the worst, because it's just hard to understand what they're getting at. All right, next up here.
Hello, Tim. I was just wondering if you're still looking for suggestions for the Arts and Crafts Project Suggestions website.
Yes.
And I was...
Yeah, basically, you know that Arts and Crafts website at... what is it called? Etsy? Yeah. You know, people go on there, make their fucking crap or whatever, and sell it. You know, like dolls or rugs or whatever, you know, whatever shit they're knitting. But there's a section where you can request... people make something for you, and you say, all right, well, I will give someone $100 if they make me a crocheted sweater, and then you describe how you want it and they make it for you. Well, I of course want to make someone have to design something disgusting, like a felt asshole or something.
A lot of the ones you've heard of so far through the voicemails have been very, you know, very obviously offensive, and anyone looking at him would just go, just be like, no. I was thinking maybe something a little more subtle, like...
You mean subtle. Okay.
Sending someone a pattern for a blanket or a purse or something like that.
Swastika?
Something that when you fold it over, it makes a pattern of a swastika, and people notice
until
they finish it. So, like, when the flap comes down on the purse, it makes a pattern of a swastika. Something fucked up like that. Something a little more subtle that makes someone realize that they're a horrible, horrible person.
Yes. They're doing the devil's work!
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean.
There's
here.
The real Tone Deaf Sean.
Far from it, for me.
The imposter Tone Deaf Sean called in on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program. I'm on to him, too.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Now, far from it. For me, to criticize somebody
Merry Christmas.
But, this terrorist didn't sound like they were singing. It sounds like one of them was fucking a donkey.
Yeah. If I didn't see, you know, if I didn't have the video in front of me, that's what I would think, too. But he was actually singing-ish.
Happy birthday, you careless fairy.
Thank you. You're a little late, but that's okay. The entire month of August is up for grabs. As a matter of fact, get your presents into me now. Now, we have a post office box, and that information is up on the show notes.
Hi, Tim. I have a small request.
I have a request for you. When you're talking, when you're calling someone on the telephone, speak the fuck up.
Hi, Tim.
I can't raise your voice anymore.
Yeah. Could you play the honk sound effect? Sexual assault.
Aww. All right, if you can't understand what he said because he was mumbling, he is requesting the honk sound effect, which I don't know if I have anymore. Hold on. You guys remember the Safe Kids... I don't even remember the name of the video. Oh, Smart Kids, Safe Kids, or something like that. And it was a black woman It's a big black woman making a honking sound. And this noise is the noise that you're supposed to make if you're a child and you're in danger, because adults will take notice to this. There it is. The honk. Wish granted.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in.
If I'm not mistaken,
you haven't named the DV tranny yet. And I was going to throw my hat in for one of the original suggestions. I think the tranny should be named Bunny Crush, just to commemorate.
That is not a bad idea, Bunny Crush.
Hey, Timmy, this is Jacob from FixMyBrother'sButt.com. I just wanted to say that thank you for mentioning the website, and
yes,
I'm now enjoying being a sideshow member.
Oh, good
it's
boy.
It's kind of fun, going back to the archive.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
Yes, enjoy all the new content and the old content, and check out his website, FixMyBrother'sButt.com.
Hey, Tim, it's Invader Mites. I've noticed that you're getting like less and less concerned about the whole Bunny Crush thing. You're just saying, "I have to screw it."
Yes, that's true.
You know, because it's like the ones that didn't like it,
smiling below me.
Someone else doesn't like it, so leave. Who cares, right?
Yes. Okay, and then he plays the Bunny Crush audio.
Hey, Tim, Andrew here. Two things. First, thanks for playing my Bunny Crush music on the show.
Oh, is that you?
You might like that.
Very good.
And secondly, I heard you got an Xbox 360, so definitely check out the game Saints Row 2. I know you'll love it because you can spray old people with shit.
What's
all right, thanks. Bye.
What's the name of that game? I didn't catch that.
Listen, Tim. First of all, Jigu. Second of all, fuck Scott Fletcher. Fuck him. Either everything's okay to be made fun of, or nothing is.
I know. Some people don't share our view, though. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. As in, oh, God. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. And I will be back tomorrow for the big Tuesday grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows. Oil, water, cheese, wow, processed cheese.